الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيثما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطرة وإن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ليعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وما الله بغافل عما يعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, yesterday we gave a brief introduction in the tafsir of the verses that were revealed regarding the abrogation of the hukam, the verdict of facing Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, and these verses were now abrogated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then now we turn our faces and we direct our faces towards the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the current verse, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most certainly we see you looking up into the sky. We mention in the riwayah of Muhammad ibn Ishaq, he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would face Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa for that 16 or 17 months, he used to look up into the sky. In the riwayat of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Ibn Abbas mentions that it was after the salah, after every salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would just look up, and he would look up into the sky, waiting for the command to come from Allah. When is he going to now follow the face, the qibla of the Kaaba? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says that we see all of that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا, and most definitely we will turn you and we will make you face a qibla which you are pleased with. In other words, soon you shall face the qibla of the Kaaba. Then Allah says, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, now turn your face the direction of Al-Masjid Al-Haram, the Qibla of the Kaaba. وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا, and wherever you may be, wherever you are, then face the direction of the Kaaba. Here we see in these verses, some of us here mentioned that these verses were revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inside salah. Some mufassirin say it was outside salah. But the incident that is mentioned comes in Sahih al-Bukhari. And here a sahabi performed salah with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after, it was the Asr salah, as we stated yesterday, that was the preferred view. That the first salah that the Muslims read facing the Kaaba was the Asr salah. So a sahabi performed salah with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the jama'ah. It was Asr salah in the Masjid al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After salah, he exited the masjid and he was walking past by another masjid very nearby. And there in that masjid, he had seen the sahaba radiallahu anhum were in ruku at that time. And he walked into the masjid and he said, Ashhadu billah, I bear witness in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I had just performed salah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we turned and we faced the qibla of the Kaaba in that salah. So these people, when upon hearing the sahabi saying that, immediately in their salah, they turned towards the Kaaba and they began to face the qibla of the Kaaba. So this riwayah, this report is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. As for the riwayah that come, the reports that come suggesting that it was the Zohar salah and the Fajr salah, then answers are given to those riwayat, those reports, that the preferred view is the Asr salah, the sahaba radiallahu anhum, the first salah that they faced the qibla of the Kaaba was the Asr Salah. Imam Malik rahimahullah, he reports the incident where the people of Quba were performing the Fajr Salah and a person had come in and said that the qibla is now the qibla of the Kaaba and not Al-Baytul Maqdis. So these people turn in their Salah, it was during the Fajr. So the answer that is given, it was actually the Asr Salah. But there was nobody to inform the people of Quba because Quba lies in the outskirts of Al-Madinah. So Maghrib went by, Isha went by, and those people were still facing Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Until the next morning Fajr, one person walked in the masjid and told them that now the Qibla is changed from Al-Baytul Maqdis and now we are following the Kaaba. So then these people realized, this is how the confusion came about with regards to which salah was the first salah performed by the Sahaba facing the Kaaba. Because some Sahaba radiallahu anhum then said that the first salah that we performed was actually Salatul Fajr facing the Kaaba. But these Sahaba, as we explained, they were in Masjid-e-Quba and they were not aware of the fact that the Qibla had already been changed the night night before, it was actually from the Asr Salah that the Sahaba began to face the Kaaba. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, as for those people who were given the book, the Jews and the Christians, لَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, they know very sure, they most certainly know that this is the truth from Allah. In other words, they know that the changing of the Kaaba, the changing of the Qibla from Al-Baytul Maqdis to the Kaaba, this is something which is haq. This is the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how do they know that when the mas'ala of tahwirul qibla, the changing of the qibla from al-baytul maqdis to Kaaba, was not in their religion, nor was it in their kitab? So the mufassirin have mentioned, the way they know that this is the truth is because they know that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the true Nabi, as it comes in their book, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final prophet, he is the true Nabi going to come. So if Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the true Nabi, then it means that whatever Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded would from Allah, and that is also the truth. So this is how they all surely know that this changing of the Qibla is the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِرٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he is not unaware of what these Yahud and Nasara, the Ahl Kitab, do. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, وَلَئِنْ أَتَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ. Then listen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you have to bring the Ahl Kitab, every kind of sign, مَا تَبِعُوا قِبْلَتَكَ, they are still not going to follow your Qibla. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَتَهُمْ, nor do you follow their Qibla. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then listen, the Jews and the Christians also have their own Qibla. It is not that the Jews follow the Qibla of the Christians, nor do the Christians follow the Qibla of the Jews. وَمَا بَعْضُهُمْ بِتَابِعٍ قِبْلَةَ بَعْضٍ, nor do you see some of them following the Qibla of others. So in other words, don't be bothered about them. Why they want you to change your Qibla back from Kaaba to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa? You don't have to be concerned and bothered about that, because you have your Qibla, and your Qibla is now the direction of the Kaaba. And Allah says, suppose you follow their desires and you now come back and you face Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, or you do anything that confirms their desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, that if you have to ever follow the desires after the knowledge has already come to you, you know the truth, in that case, إِنَّكَ إِذًا لَّمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, most definitely in that case you would be from the wrongdoers. Of course here we see the khitab, the address here is to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Mufassirin mentioned that it does not refer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Rather, it refers to the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are his ummah. So we are addressed here in this verse, because our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ma'asum, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never ever be a zalim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.